is. It's Tuesday, 6 o'clock, and it's time for Bughouse Square. Hey, welcome, everyone. And I know that you are welcome.
Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man?
Hey!
Have you seen that vigilante man? I've been hearing his name all over the land.
This week on Bughouse Square, I've got... I've got a bunch of good records. Couldn't throw together a theme tonight. What's going on, Sean? Why no theme? Sometimes you just gotta pick records, you know. So that's what I did. It's kind of a warm blankety type of show. So I know I'm gonna enjoy it, and I'm sure you're gonna too. So thanks for doing what you gotta do to do.
Just as still as a mouse, man come along and chased us out in the rain. Was that a vigilante man? Stormy days, we'd pass the time away, sleeping in some good warm place. Man come along and we give him a little race. Was that a vigilante man? Preacher Casey was just a working man, and he said, unite all you working men.
Killed
him in the river. Some strange man. Was that a vigilante man? A vigilante man. Why does a vigilante man carry that sawed-off shotgun in his hand? Would he shoot his brother and sister down? I rambled around from town to town. I rambled around from town to town. And they herded us around like a wild herd of cattle. Was that the vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? Have you seen that vigilante man? I've heard his name all over the land.
What I feel now. Let's call the song exactly what it is. mercifully.
Yes, and neither would you, Derek, this star nonsense.
Yes, yes.
No, it isn't.
I'm sure of it.
Thank you.
born to be lonely, but I wasn't born to be blue. Little girl, I never turn my back on you. So what do? You know, do it. Sometime I lie about the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. 11 plus 11, that 22, 41 plus 41, 82. Sometime I lie about the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. Say you love me and I love you. You love me and I love you. Sometime I lie about the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. Say that 11 plus 11, that 22, 41 plus 41, 82. Sometime I lie about the truth. Come on, me ink is pale and me pen is dry. My love for you, it will never die. But all you got to do, you got to make it if you try. But tell the little girl, don't say nobody really cry. Sometime I lie about the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. Come me say sometime I lie about the truth. Come me say you love me and I love you. Say sometime I lie about the truth. Say roses are red, my love, but violets are blue. Sugar is sweet, my love, but not as sweet as you. Come me say sometime I lie about the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. So many 11 plus 11, that 22. 11 plus 11, that 22. 41, 41, that 82. 41, 41, that 82. Say sometime I lie about the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. Down the street, they say me look cute. Up the street in a me three-piece suit. The girl say, Lord, what a sexy boat. Cause tell you me say, sometime I lie about the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. But the man you make a lover go, but the make love stay. But the bad I feel no way, are you feel it and when me say. But the satin yellow man I ask the boss DJ. I drink a soft, drink a down, smoke craving eh. But sometime I chuck out the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. Say woman use pearl, say man I use boat. Me want me little you, that's why me nah use no boat. But all you got to do, you got to forward on a truth. You forward to my truth, I gonna give you some more. But tell your little girl, I gonna tell you the score. Say sometime I lie about the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. Say that 11 plus 11, that 22. 41 plus 41, 82. Me nah use good because me want me little youth. Say don't use pearl because me want me little girl. Say love is not no gamble, me say love is not no talk. Sally, when you marry, then you bring forth joy. Me say first the girl, then second the boy. Say Sally, when you marry, then you bring forth joy. Say sometime I lie about the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. Up the street, they say me look cute. Hey, down the street, they know me three-piece suit. Down the lane, they just have all of me name. Say everyone I'm a girl in a Christmas chain. But sometime I lie about the truth. Sometime I lie about the truth. Come on, 11 plus 11, data 22, 41, 41, data 82. But tell you, Nico, you got your power, that was too much. Can you?
And when I see him settling, well, I think you got some rest. I'm bored. me, they are jacking at my feet. I take a dead man's light and I burn some to the floor. But where there was a dozen, there are now a hundred more. I'm burned. You all look like insects in your brand new sun specs. I'm burned. I'm burned. Oh. Bam, ow, 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 ow.
I was only robbing the register. I hope you weights. Jumped into a white car without a state plates. And Miss Patty Valentine just nodded her head. Cops said, wait a minute, boys, this one's not dead. So they took him to the infirmary. And though this man could hardly see, they told him he could identify the guilty man. Looking for somebody to blame. Remember that murder that you happened in a bar. Remember you said you saw the getaway car. Thinking like the playboy with the law. Think it might have been that fighter that you saw. Not sure. The cop said a poor boy like you can use a break. We got you for the motel job and you're talking to your friend Bellow. You don't want to have to move back to jail, be a nice fellow. You'll be doing society a favor. That son of a bitch is brave and getting braver. We want to put his ass in the stir. We want to pin this triple murder on him. He ain't no gentleman jail. Take a man out with just one punch, but he never did like to talk about it all that much. It's my work, he'd say, I do it for pay. And when it's over, just as soon go on my way. Up to some paradise, where the trout streams flow and the air is nice. And ride a horse along the trail. But then they took him to the jailhouse, where they tried to turn a man. Chance. The judge made Reuben's witnesses drunkards from the slums. To the white folks who watched, he was a revolutionary bum. And to the black folks, he was just a crazy nigger. No one doubted that he pulled the trigger. And though they could not produce the gun, the DA said he was the one who did the deed. And the old Nigeria agreed. Falsely tried. Crime was murder once. Guess who testified? Bellow and Bradley, and they both all they lied. And the newspapers, they all went along for the ride. How can the life of such a man be in the palm of some fool's hand? To see him obviously framed couldn't help but make me feel ashamed. To live in a land where justice is again. I'm free to drink martinis and watch the sunrise. While Reuben sits like Buddha in a 10-foot cell. An innocent man in a living hell. Yes, that's the story of the hurricane. But it won't be over till they clear his name. And give him back the time he's done.
Yeah, that's Bob Dylan, and this is Bug Out Square, and it's Radio Valencia. Sorry, man, I was like into that song. I'm munching on pepitas. Yeah, with the show. A little roughage. Yeah, so here we are. Tuesday, doors are open, the shades are open as well. Cast of characters are strolling by. Having a little, I don't want to bore you with that stuff, but at the very least, let me tell you about what we listen to. The news, I don't know what the fuck's going on. It's like a music show, but sometimes I talk, and if I got someone to, like, talk with about things, it's probably a little better, but if I'm just rambling, I don't know, but it's like, fuck. Yeah. This Israeli thing, man, is just, fuck, they just, like, killed, like, 400 plus people. Just, you know, I think they got the one they were aiming at, though, thank God. Thank God. Anyway, what did we have in there? That was, Bob Dylan, Hurricane from the Desire record. That's a good Dylan record. White Music, XTC. I played I'm Bugged. Y'all look like insects. Yellow Man from the One in the Million record we did, 10, 11 plus 11. Pink Floyd in there, Wish You Were Here, title cut from that record. And we opened up with Aretha Franklin, Young, Gifted, and Black. We did Rock Steady. What else can I say? Yeah, studio's looking, I'm not going to lie, it's looking a little tore up right now. I think we have to have a get together and maybe do a little decorating. It's like there's a kind of scattered little foam things for sound absorption, and they're hanging off, and there's graffiti now, but not like graffiti, just like the kind like in a toilet, you know, pencil like scratched in. Not even clever. Bummer. But so we're gonna get on that. I work in the industry. I think I got paint too. Of course, we got a palette that we have to adhere to. It's kind of a scary Halloween red, orange, red, and black. Yeah, that's it. Those two, but maybe, who knows? I don't know if we're beholden to that, but that's the logo. But we can get more of that. They still make those colors. Anyway, I had a turntable little thing there with that. I tried to play some Muddy Waters. I'm going to come back to that, but I don't know. That's scary. It was like super low output. So with this, I'm going to give this one a big... So it's kind of, it's Ladies Month, whatever. I'm always like thinking about the ladies, you know. But a segment that I do is like, what's cool about records? So today, this segment is what's cool about records. Is in my hand, I have this Pearl Bailey Sings record. And I can remember hearing this record at my house. And there was a time where I was a little, this was probably, you know, after we had a little bit of, not money, but I guess so. But we had a hi-fi. So it went from, we used to have like a thing that folded open with two things. And then there was a time where my mom went and got like components. It was like, whoa, it's like a receiver? What is that thing? You know, it's like, and a record player that's not connected to it? Yeah, it was like, so I don't know, there were relationship problems on her end and my father's end. And, but this record, and it's still got her, she was a Girl Scout and Nuthatch was her name, and it's got like Nuthatch written on it. So that's what's cool about record, is I can play this record. And I remember my mom would play it whenever she was like down, she would just like, and crank the shit out of it. And it was just like, whoa, is mom going to be all right? Yeah, sure. Pearl fucking's going to like save the day. Shoot, that's still super low, man.
Mary Smith had a college education. Sally Jones had a scientific streak. Susie Brown used to lecture on ancient architecture. Josie Green spoke Latin and Greek. Just forgotten girls with forgotten brains, while history explains. When Madame Pompadour was on the ballroom floor, said all the gentlemen obviously, the madam has the cutest personality. And think of all the books about DuBarry's looks. What was it made her the toast of Paris? She had a well-developed personality. And what did Romeo see in Juliet? Or Pierrot in Pierret? Or Jupiter in Juno? You know. And when Salome danced and had the boys entranced, no doubt it must have been easy to see that she knew how to use her personality. A girl can get somewhere, even if she has stringy hair. She can even be a bit bold at her knees. Makes no difference, you know what though? She's got to show a faultless personality. And nowadays you can learn to spell, take dictation pretty well. You don't have to sit on the boss's settee, never. That is, unless you've got a perfect personality. And there's only one thing that puzzles me. Why is it certain girls offer certain things? Some get sable coats and some even get wedding rings. And you know who they're from? The best guys, the one who wear their spats right. Ha ha! Now you're right. So brother, don't tell me I'm smart and have the kindest heart. Oh, what a wonderful sister I'd be. Cause I'm not looking for any relatives. I just want a small personal opinion. Just tell me how you like my personality. And just give me a short explanation. Don't make it long, cause I don't like that look in your eyes. Make it short, brother, real short.
Oh, don't mean a thing.
Through all four seasons and die with no vision of truth.
that seems to be the thing. Hey, that's the Golden Hearts, side one, cut one, man. That's what I'm doing. From there, is there Love on Mars? The Golden Hearts. That's what that was.
I didn't send it tonight because I'm a little embarrassed. This is Uriah Heep.
Uriah Heep. So I'm on the phone right now with Yuri G. We're trying to do this thing with the. I think we determined that, yeah, the Bluetooth isn't going to work because it seems like the phone, now that you have to use the dongle, they control where the music goes. The only thing that is coming through Bluetooth is the media stuff. I can't get a phone call through it. So what we're going to do is I'm going to play... I'm going to tell you about what that. I tell you about the Golden Hearts. So yeah, the Golden Hearts. It was a cat from Three Non Blondes, right? What was Three Non Blondes' big hit? What was that? Right On or What's Going On? Yeah, this is Roger Rocha. Yeah. So what I'm going to do is get a nice long song going. And then we're gonna try to make the connection, and I got the perfect song for it because it's the Lawrence. And don't you know this record isn't the one with it? Oh, I'll find one. But it doesn't matter because yeah, right. No, we're gonna do this. And then I'm gonna work on you, Yuri G.
Thank you. generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerer of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning. Death and hatred to mankind.
Jack, can you hear me?
Poisoning their brainwashed minds.
I can hear you too.
Oh,
whatever you think, you succeed in crack the nut.
We're talking to Yuri G. Can you still hear me?
Yuria.
Are we together? All right. Fantastic. Hey,
we solved the riddle.
Yeah, I don't know, man. It's like tossing a coin, you know. It landed on the edge tonight, like first try.
You just jiggle it. You just kick it and flick it and slap it and flip it up and rub
it
down.
It is. That is frustrating, though, that the Bluetooth is uncooperative. I have to. I'm sure there's a way to control that. Once a week, Yuri G calls in, and we struggle, but we persevere. And he has a song that sums up his whole week. He just takes it, distills it. I don't know where in the back closet. There's like a still there. I don't know where this. What do we got this week?
Yeah, it's some kind of prohibition style, copper kettle where I'm boiling off all the good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This week. So, the last couple of weeks, a few weeks in a row, I've been feeling myself. I guess been kind of feeling a little down. I guess feeling a little angry, feeling enraged.
It's a good time
helpless,
for it.
Powerless. You know that feeling?
Yeah.
And this week I've dug up
it's fleeting. It's fleeting though. I mean, like I can't live in the helpless.
I tend to dwell upon it. It's my way and it's not healthy. and this week, I kind of turned the page a little bit. I was like, you know what? There's another mode. There's another channel, and that's the ecstatic. And I remembered this band, and I don't think they're around anymore. They're around for a hot minute, maybe like, I don't know, 10, 15 years ago.
Okay.
A band called Ponytail from Baltimore, and they're part of this whole Baltimore scene. You know how I like it in Baltimore, like a noisy and electronic sometimes. Ponytail, they were like a college band, I think. They were very proficient, but they didn't really write lyrics. It was kind of more... It's kind of like Yoko Ono, just like, I'm making vocalizations that, sound like feelings.
Okay.
And it's just ecstatic. It's like, I remember growing up, like, kind of in a, I grew up in kind of a Baptist, a little rite of Baptist church.
Uh-huh.
And, really big on speaking in tongues and worship and all that.
Damn, snake charming and shit? Anything like that?
We're a little bit liberal for the snake charming, but you're in the ballpark.
They probably came from snake charming families, maybe back generation back or something.
A good generation back. That's it. Back when you get back into Southern Illinois,
yeah.
Right? Like you know how it is.
And
I'm not talking about Carbondale. I'm talking about like Sparta. You know what I'm saying?
No, I mean Chicago. You go like 100 miles south of Chicago, and you could be anywhere in the south.
Yeah, they're handling snakes. That's my people. Yeah. So,
noodling.
But, going
noodling. You ever see that?
We didn't have swamps for noodling. I know about noodling.
Oh, wow. Hey, that's awesome.
It's pretty wild. You get those bite marks on your arm. But, worship, every church service, start with worship. People, following in the aisles and like convulsing and speaking the God's language and all that. I carry that with me. I'm not a fan of it, but I know about it. And this music.
I didn't have any.